Commissioner McKenzie, can you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, thank you. If we can have roll call, please.
Commissioner Voss.
Here.
Commissioner McKenzie.
Here.
Commissioner Whitmore.
Here.
Chairman Martinez.
Here.
Commissioner Sloan is excused.
Okay, thank you. So it takes us to item four on our agenda this evening. Items A and B are minutes of the May 1st and May 15th Planning Commission minutes, or minutes of the meeting. Any comments, edits, items? Okay, so those will move forward as shown here in our packet. Item five on the agenda, correspondence. Staff, any correspondence?
No correspondence tonight, Mr. Chairman, but I would like to take this opportunity to, for the record, introduce Maggie Stern, our acting deputy city attorney.
Welcome her to be with us. Great. Keep us out of trouble. Thank you. Item six on our agenda, citizens addressing the commission on non-agenda items. So this is where you may approach and speak to the commission on items that are not on the agenda this evening. You can just introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Michelle.
Oh, you can come to the podium. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Sorry.
And make sure the light is showing red. That means it's on.
Okay.
Okay, great.
Hello, I'm Michelle Adams. I'm a member of the Rockland Art Task Force, which is part of the Parks and Recreation and Arts Commission. We wanted to reach out to you as you work with developers and planning for building throughout the city and offer our assistance in any art-related activities. I know that in the master plan we have budgets for that. And let you know that we're moving forward with our first major commissions. We have seven ore carts that will be unveiled in September. So we meet on the last Monday of the month, so we'll be meeting at 5 o'clock this Monday. We'd welcome any connection, okay? Thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay, so let's see. Nothing on our consent. Public hearings, item 7, Atria Rockland Storage Building Design Review, DR 2018-002. We got a staff presentation.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, Commission, good evening. Shauna Nauman, Assistant Planner. This application before you is a request requesting design review approval to construct a 1,361 square foot accessory storage building at the northern edge of an existing approved use, which is the Atria Rockland Senior Living Facility, which is outlined in red on the slide before you. The storage will be used for general maintenance supplies for the overall facility. The project site is located at 3201 Santa Fe Way near the intersection of Park Drive and Stanford Ranch Road. The proposed structure is adjacent to protected wetlands and will not enter into this area. The existing retaining wall and tubular fencing will remain between the project site and the wetlands as conditioned in the resolution. And that retaining wall and fencing is along here, along the vehicular access, the emergency vehicular access, and the project will be up here at the top of that roadway, located at between the top of the access and the existing trash dumpster. The elevations shown here demonstrate the look of the project. The project is not in an architectural review district. It is subject only to the citywide design standards. And this is before you because it's a modification to an approved project. So staff looked for consistency in design with the existing development. We worked with the applicant to enhance the rear elevation that would be visible from Stanford Ranch and from Park Drive. And so they added the faux windows in the back and some of the trim elements on the back side so it would mimic the existing residential and blend in a little bit better than just a blank wall. And down in the bottom corner is the existing colors and materials that are proposed to be used to match the existing development. this slide shows the roof plan, and they added the gable elements to also give it more of the look of the residential buildings rather than just a storage building. This is just a little bit closer view of the enhancements at the rear. Gives the impression of a pop-out in the back. It's really just a trim element and the faux windows. Staff has added a condition recommending trellises be added to the lower portions down in here to further enhance this blank wall appearance. And we would have vines growing on that. This slide shows the landscaping proposed, primarily shrubs on the two sides of the structure. The existing tree near the trash dumpster is to remain, ground cover in the front and the rear. And again, the trellises would be added to the back with vines growing up. The project was determined exempt from CEQA pursuant to Section 15303 and 15311, which are new construction of small structures and accessory structures. Staff recommends approval of the notice of exemption that's been prepared and the approval of the design review as proposed and conditioned. With that, I'll answer any questions you may have. That concludes my presentation.
Thank you. Any questions from commissioners? Okay, seeing none. At this time, we will ask members of the public if you have any, or rather, I forgot to mention whether the applicant has any comments or wishes to address the commission. Seeing none? Okay. Any members of the public have any comments or questions? Seeing none, we'll bring it back to the commission for deliberation and or motion.
So I'll move a resolution to the Planning Commission of the City of Rockland approving a notice of exemption in Atria Rockland Storage Building, DR 2018-0002. And item B, resolution of the Planning Commission of the City of Rockland approving a design review, Atria Rockland Storage Building, DR 2018-0002.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? Hearing none. Passes unanimously. Thank you. So that takes us to item 8 on our agenda, West Marine Digital Freeway Sign, Design Review DR 2018-0003.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Good evening, members of the commission. Nathan Anderson with the Planning Department. Tonight, staff will be presenting two projects involving digital freeway signs. Both of these projects propose design reviews for the location of these signs, which is part of the implementation of a settlement agreement between the city and the digital sign operators. Before we move any further, in addition to the design reviews, the Planning Commission packets also include resolutions recommending approval of operating agreements for both projects. However, after further review of the chapter with the City Attorney's Office this afternoon, it was determined that operating agreements are really more of a business element of the project than an entitlement element. So those operating agreements would go directly to the City Council. No recommendation by the Planning Commission is necessary. So staff is recommending that we just pull those resolutions off the table tonight and only discuss the design review component of the project. If there are any questions about that, we can discuss those after the presentation of the project. So first of all, the West Marine site. This is located at 4445 Granite Drive. It's directly adjacent to Highway 80. The site is a developed retail parcel, which is the current location of West Marine. The proposed location of the sign is shown here, indicated by the red star in the southern portion of the site. A little bit of just history on digital freeway signs within the city. In February of 2012, the council approved ordinance number 979, which amended chapter 17.75 of the municipal code related to sign regulations. The amendment added section 1775090, digital freeway sign programs, to the code. The approved program allows up to three digital freeway signs to be located within the city, one on the Interstate 80 corridor, one on the State Route 65 bypass, and one along the balance of the SR 65 corridor. Consistent with these regulations, two signs were approved and installed on SR 65, one adjacent to the bypass route off of Five Star Boulevard, that's indicated by the red star here, one between Blue Oaks Boulevard and West Oaks Boulevard, shown with the yellow star. Please note the yellow sign is the subject of the digital billboard relocation project, which is scheduled to be presented following this item. The third digital freeway sign was approved to be located at the Mercedes-Benz dealership located along I-80. This is this blue star here. The Mercedes-Benz freeway sign approved on I-80, shown here, was never constructed. Tonight's project proposes to instead relocate that sign approximately 1,300 feet to the northeast, as indicated by the red star. So it was approved on this blue star. The sign is proposed to be redesigned and relocated approximately 1,300 feet to the northeast. If the proposed project is approved and the sign is constructed, the original Mercedes-Benz sign approval would be deemed expired, and the construction of the sign on the Mercedes location would not be permitted. The West Marine sign is proposed to be constructed on the southern corner of the site, as indicated in the graphic. The sign would extend above a 15-foot SPMUD easement, which traverses the site along the I-80 right-of-way. It's the red dotted line. You can kind of see it along here. At the request of SP MUD, the project has been conditioned to enter into an encroachment permit with the district for this overhang into the easement. The agreement would state that SP MUD would not be responsible for the sign should it be damaged during the course of any maintenance activities. The project was also conditioned that the sign developer would be responsible to repair any damage which may occur to the site or to the drainage as part of this project. However, it was reviewed by the city engineer's office, and no threat to the drainage is imminent as part of this project. Shown here is the overall site of the sign, which is proposed at 64 feet 5 inches with a face area of 672 square feet. Both the height and the face area are consistent with the requirements of that section of the code which were established, 1775090. The height is not allowed to exceed 65 feet, and the face is not allowed to exceed 672. Shown here are photo simulations of the sign traveling east and west on Highway 80. The full package, including the design, site plan, and photo sims, were presented to the Architectural Review Committee on April 5th, 2018. The ARC stated that the sign appeared to be consistent with other digital freeway signs within the city and had no comments regarding size or design. The ARC voted unanimously to recommend approval of the project. Regarding CEQA, the construction of a digital freeway sign along I-80 was previously analyzed. An MND was prepared for the digital freeway sign program, which was approved by City Council Resolution Number 2012-35. The modified project was reviewed via 15162 analysis, which has been included with your project packet. This analysis states that it was appropriate to rely upon the previous MND for purposes of CEQA compliance and that no further environmental review is necessary. While the Planning Commission is typically a designated approving authority for these types of design review projects, because of the height of the project at 40 feet or above 40 feet, the City Council is the approving authority for the proposed project. Therefore, the Architectural Review Committee and staff recommend that the Planning Commission recommend to the City Council approval of a design review subject to findings and conditions contained within the resolution. This concludes staff's presentation on this item, and I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. Any questions from commissioners?
Just for my own clarification, on page 103 of the packet, item 2C, I was just wondering, what is the sign that is existing that needs to be included in that SP MUD encroachment area?
That's a good question. So there is an existing sign. It's a multi-tenant sign, and I don't think we can see it. Yes, we can.
Yeah, I thought you could on this
one. Yeah, it's this sign right here. No, it's this one right here. It's a multi-tenant sign. Yeah, the one that has the blue crescent on the top where the hand is right now. That was constructed within the SP MUD easement. They never commented on it originally. When this was referred to them for comment, they said, where'd this sign come from, essentially? And so okay. they requested that both signs be included in this encroachment agreement. The applicant has not had any issues with this, so it seems like they're working together to resolve this issue.
Okay, great. And then the only other question I had, and I don't know if it's between the property owner and the folks with the sign, But there is verbiage in there about dismantling a sign, but it says that they leave the underground portion, I believe.
That's for the relocation, which is the following project.
Well, what I'm saying, if this ever gets removed for any reason, how do we handle that as a city with, you know, those things being left there? Do they have to be capped off or something, or how does that work?
It's really kind of a case-by-case basis. It doesn't happen frequently, honestly.
Well, it's happening, but, so that's what I was wondering.
If we're taking down a structure like this, they would need a demolition permit, and we would look at the specifics of the issues at that time and determine if it all had to come out or if it was better to leave a portion of the foundation underground and maybe cap it with landscaping or something. Like I say, it's kind of a case-by-case, and depending on the site and what we're talking about.
Okay. I just didn't know if it was the owner's responsibility or how we were involved in making sure we weren't just leaving weird things, places. Thank you so much.
Any other comments, questions? No? Is there a representative from the applicant that wishes to speak?
I wish to speak, but I'm here just to answer any questions.
If we have any questions. Any questions of the applicant? Seeing none, we'll bring it back for Planning Commission deliberation. Or rather, I'm sorry. I am trying to move this too quickly. Anyone from the public who wishes to speak? None. Okay. I'll bring it back. Apologize for that. We'll entertain a motion or any consideration if there's anything to talk about.
Well, with the removal of item 8A, I'm comfortable with moving 8B if there's no discussion. Okay, I'd like to go ahead and move item 8B, resolution of the Planning Commission of the City of Rockland, recommending to the City Council approval of a design review for West Marine Digital Freeway sign, DR 2018-0003.
Second.
Motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, this item moves forward to the Council. And that takes us to item 9 on our agenda this evening, digital billboard sign relocation, design review DR 2017-0015.
Thank you again. So the second project I'll be presenting is the digital billboard relocation, as you just said. The subject of the project is an existing digital billboard sign, which is located on a vacant city-owned parcel directly adjacent to Highway 65. The sign was approved by City Council Resolution Number 2012-38 and was constructed in 2013. The sign is approximately 45 feet in height and is approximately 672 square feet in total face area. No modifications of the sign height or area have been proposed as part of this project. The sign is proposed to be relocated approximately 90 feet to the south. The relocation site would be the northwestern corner of the Rockland 65 Office and Retail Plaza, located at 6500 Lone Tree Boulevard. The original location of the sign has been conditioned to be improved to be aesthetically consistent with the surrounding property following its removal. The sign will be located within the improved parking lot just south of the existing trash enclosure. In order to site the sign on this location, an existing 5-foot-wide landscape planter, which is located directly south of the enclosure, will be widened to the full width of the adjacent parking space. You can kind of see it there and along here. The column would be placed within the planter area and in the location shown here. The balance of the planter area would be installed with vegetation to match the existing site landscaping. While the face of the sign would extend above the existing trash enclosure, Recology Auburn Placer has stated that it has no objections to any freeway-oriented signage overhanging its enclosures, provided a 15-foot minimum clearance is provided. The sign would be located approximately 31 feet above grade, therefore Recology has no objections to this placement. Two photo simulations have been provided, which show the views of the current and proposed signage locations from SR 65. This project package, like the other one, was presented to ARC on April 5th, 2018. The ARC stated it has no objections to the proposed relocation and voted unanimously to recommend approval of the project. As with the other sign, this project was previously analyzed under the previous CEQA document. The MND was prepared for the digital freeway sign program, and it was determined that the relocation would not be subject to any additional CEQA beyond what had already been analyzed there. In closing, the ARC and staff recommend that the Planning Commission recommend City Council approval of the design review, subject to findings and conditions contained in the resolution. As discussed previously, no action regarding the operating agreement is requested as part of tonight's action.
you. Any questions from commission? No. So I just had a couple of quick questions. I'm assuming the one parking space is a non-issue getting removed?
Yeah, it's a huge shopping center, business park with hundreds of parking spaces. Staff looked at it. While we didn't count every space, it was considered to be a negligible loss. I drove around that area, and there's lots of parking out there.
Okay. And then, so why is it being relocated? It was in an open space area, and that was not.
It's in an open space area. It's also in a preservation easement, if I'm not mistaken.
It's an open space area, and at the time that this one was established, the city's policy was to do a blanket open space easement on top of that. This particular easement had some wording in the fine print that no one caught at the time the sign was erected. It was pointed out later as part of the litigation, and we could not remove the easement because of the way it was worded. It was easier to move the sign. So that's what's happening.
Wow. Okay. Is there a representative from the applicant who wishes to speak? Sure. Go ahead.
I don't need to speak. I guess I can answer any questions anyone
okay.
can have.
Any questions from the commission? No. Any members of the public who have any comments? Seeing none, bring it back to the commission.
So I was on the planning commission at the time the sign came through. I was no due to inability to make CEQA findings and because the sign was being placed within an open space easement. So I'm glad to see that over the course of time it's being relocated, and I support the project in this case and the CEQA findings this time.
Okay, thank you.
I agree with Commissioner McKenzie. I can support this and would be willing to move it forward if there's no further discussion.
I'll make the motion.
Okay.
Move to approve a resolution of the Planning Commission of the City of Rockland recommending to the City Council approval of design review, digital billboard sign relocation, DR 2017-0015.
And I'll second.
The motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Hearing none. Motion carries. And I'm sorry, did you make a motion on both A and B? All right, that item is approved. So, item 10 on our agenda, Rocking Municipal Code grazing animals utilized for weed abatement, zoning ordinance amendment ZOA 2018-0003.
Mr. Chairman, planning commissioners, during the legal review of the updates to the grazing permit regulations earlier this year, staff identified language in the zoning ordinance which was incompatible with the issuance of a grazing permit to allow goats and sheep for weed abatement in certain residential zones. This amendment is intended to modify Section 1778.010 of the code to clarify that the keeping of goats and sheep on properties within the city is allowed if a grazing permit has been issued pursuant to the municipal code and the animals are kept consistent with the city's weed abatement and open space management grazing program. This amendment was initiated by the city and would apply citywide. The proposed revisions to the code is not considered to be a project under CEQA because it will not result in a direct or reasonably foreseeable indirect physical change in the environment, nor does it authorize the construction of any new structures or other physical changes to the environment. Therefore, this action was found to be exempt from CEQA. Staff does recommend that the commission recommend that the City Council approve the proposed amendment to the municipal code as proposed. That concludes my presentation. If you have any questions, we'll do our best to answer them.
All right. Any questions from commissioners? Seeing none. Any comments from public? Seeing none. We'll bring it back to the commission. I'll entertain a motion, it seems like.
Come on, you're the.
All right.
Okay. I'll move to approve a resolution of the Planning Commission of the City of Rockland recommending approval of an ordinance of the City Council of the City of Rockland to amend a section of Title 17 of the Rockland Municipal Code regarding the city's weed abatement and open space management grazing program and the keeping of large animals, ZOA 2018-0003.
And I'll second.
Motion and second. All in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? Hearing none, motion carries. That concludes our public hearing items. Moving on to item 11, presentation informational items. Rhett, anything?
No presentations or informational items. I will have a few things to say under reports. Unless you want me to just do it now?
Let's do it now.
I just wanted to let you know that we will not have a meeting on July 3rd, so you can enjoy your 4th of July holiday. And our next meeting will be July 17th. At this moment, it's looking to be fairly light, but it will be the seating of new commissioners. Our chairman will not be joining us at that point, but everyone else will. So...
Okay.
That's all I had.
Cool. And I'll just say, since this is my last meeting, it's been a fun ride. 7.5 years or so, I think. Learned a lot. I think I had an opportunity to work with the great commissioners here, people who knew a lot. I think we leave the commission in good hands, carry on. Want to thank the staff for all your efforts, your clear and concise presentations and being available for questions and what have you. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks for being a member of the commission. As the longest standing member on the commission. It's always great to have you on the commission, always insightful comments about projects. So thanks for your time and service to the city.
Thank you. Absolutely.
Yeah, thank you, Pierre. Appreciate it. Although I have to say, with your departure, I think this means that the projects are going to get more complicated and a lot more political, because it seems like since your tenure as our chair here last year or so, it's been pretty quiet. So
it has been. I've been a little bit. Like,
maybe you're jinxing things by leaving. But thank you very much.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I would also like to say thank you, Pierre, for your service to our city. Much appreciated, and thank you for being a really great commissioner.
Thank you. Thank you very much. So with that said, item 14, we're adjourned. Thank you.